Thank you, thank you. What a delight, and thank you for that very healthy, energetic welcoming. Thank you, thank you. Our campaign is all about freedom, prosperity, and peace. The one thing we have to remember is you cannot have freedom without life. We must preserve all life if we expect to protect the individual liberty of each and every one of us. And that means the unborn as well. Let me assure you, as an OB doctor and as one that has studied history and economic policy and politics for a long time, I can assure you that life begins at conception. Life begins at conception, and as an OB doctor, I had the legal responsibility of taking care of that life. If I did anything wrong, I could be sued. If anybody's in an accident and a fetus is killed, they can be sued. If in a violent act, the fetus is killed, you can be charged with murder. There is no reason in the world that this government can't protect life rather than the destruction of life like they do when they finance abortion. That has to stop. And the most important way that can be stopped is the reversal and the elimination of that horrible ruling, Roe versus Wade must be reversed. I am an advocate, a very strong advocate, of following very strictly the rule of law, the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us. But there are a few very, very important responsibilities of the federal government. One is to provide for a strong national defense. Unfortunately, we have allowed our defense to slip. We are now overreached, and we have been weakened. We have a terrible problem to deal with the threat of terrorism, and we are not handling that well. There has to be a better understanding of the cause of terrorism so that we can deal with this serious, serious problem. I think 9/11, quite frankly, could have been prevented if we had had a lot more respect for the Second Amendment. Freedom means self-responsibility and self-reliance. It also means you get to keep the fruits of your labor. But on 9/11, the responsibility for protecting passengers had been diverted to centralized bureaucratic government. The government told us that we would be safe, that we weren't allowed to resist hijackers, and there was a prevention for having guns on the airlines. The airlines weren't even permitted to protect their passengers and their equipment. So respect for the First, Second Amendment certainly would go a long way. Matter of fact, if you look at every single problem we're facing today, it's because of the lack of respect for the rule of law and the Constitution. The answers can be found in the return to the rule of law and a strict interpretation of the Constitution. Means that we have freedom of choice. The right to life issue is not an issue of freedom of choice. That is a definition of life. But as individuals and as families and communities, we should have freedom of choice. One of the most important choices that we should have, and we're allowing it to slip away, is the freedom of choice to educate our system, our children.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including a solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
What we need is a restatement so make sure that homeschoolers and private schools are never attacked by our government. So where are we today? How many years ago has it been since the Republican Party stood for getting rid of the Department of Education and getting rid of the Department of Energy? Where are we on that? We have allowed our nation to be overtaxed and overregulated and overrun by bureaucrats. The founders would be ashamed of us for what we're putting up with. We have a very unfair tax system. We need a fair tax system. That means getting rid of the IRS and repealing the 16th Amendment. A strong national defense means that we have an understanding of national sovereignty. That is slipping away from us today. The neoconservatives have taken over from the traditional conservatives, and they do not have the respect for our national borders that they should. We do not any longer have national sovereignty. We have deferred too much to the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, and the WTO, the NAFTA, and the CAFTA agreements, and they should not be part of our system. That is one of the reasons why we've been weak on immigration, and we need to reassess that. We should never reward illegal immigration. We should revalue this idea, the misinterpretation of the Constitution, that anybody who is just born here is a natural citizen. That needs to be revisited.
Well, that was Congressman Ron Paul just a day or so ago. And we've got a big fan of Congressman Ron Paul in studio, Bob Dacey, for part two of the discussion. We started in the middle of last week. Bob, thanks for coming in.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Recap what we covered, the meeting you went to last week, the basic facts there. Now you've been attacked for your report. There is no, by the Nation magazine, there's supposedly no such thing as a NAFTA superhighway. There's no such thing. Probably next is George Washington with the sun coming up in the morning. Go through it for us.
Well, you know, last July, just a few weeks ago, Kelly Taylor and I attended the Texas Transportation Forum at the Hilton here in Austin, which was a big how-to forum on how all the various methods to toll the people of Texas in order to build infrastructure and, of course, to promote the NAFTA superhighway. And everybody that was there was a big shot, you know, bankers, lawyers, architects, designers, builders, highway contractors, everybody that was standing making buck on this thing, basically. And so, you know, we had trouble getting in as a local media. You know, I have the local TV show, The Simple Truth. I've had it for 8 years. We have a pretty big audience here in town because, you know, Austin is the cable headquarters of America.
So there was the free speech issue.
The free speech issue we haven't really covered. I'd like to cover that today. But the crux of the matter was that they were instructing, they were teaching, they were showing all the different options available to toll existing interstate systems and new systems in order to pay for all this stuff.
And then meanwhile, they deny that they're ever even talking about or trying to do this while they are. It's just like the draft. They've set back up the draft boards. The Army's saying they need it. They've introduced legislation. The head of the new war czar, says on NPR they want a new draft. And then when we complain, they go, that doesn't exist. You're crazy.
Well, you know, it's a bald-faced lie. Like this latest thing, it just occurred. I mean, you've got it up on Infowars.com as your top story. The Nation magazine has just released a front page headline piece written by Christopher Hayes. He came to Texas several months ago, and he interviewed everybody involved in the Trans-Texas Corridor fight, including Kelly Taylor, who is the producer of The Simple Truth, and myself. Both of us are freelance writers for The New American. We met him in a cafe downtown Austin. We went over our proof of the NAFTA superhighway for 2 hours.
The documents.
Everything. We gave him everything. So he puts up a piece which hasn't even hit the newsstands yet, by the way. It's just on the Internet. You can't buy it yet. It's not on the stand. So we're going to be able to counterattack this guy before his piece ever hits the newsstands. But what he basically claims, and it's ludicrous, he claims that the Trans-Texas Corridor is real, but the NAFTA superhighway is a complete fabrication that we made up. I'm almost speechless trying to understand how you can study this issue with the legions of proof. I say,
well, that's always the problem is that it you're drowned in the proof, and then they just know the general public doesn't even know the basic facts of how the world operates, so they'll believe anything they're told.
Well, his article in the Nation.
By the way, I'm reading it. See, I didn't even know that this had been posted on InfoWars because it must have gone up in the last few minutes. You show up and say, "Have you seen the Nation?" I'm reading it right now, and he goes on to attack you, Kelly Taylor, Jerome Corsi. It just does not exist.
Well, basically, what the man does, he sets up the article. Actually, the first five paragraphs are true. He sets up this diabolical conspiracy to put this North American union together, and the NAFTA superhighway is an essential part of it. And then he says, well, that's a great story, except the problem is, it's not true. There is no NAFTA superhighway.
Just like the amnesty plan wasn't an amnesty, but they said the bill's secret, just trust us. And then a month and a half ago, we got it, and it was legalized for 12 years with one visit. Aggravated felons, that means violent felons. It was in the bill. It actually said violent felons are allowed to be legalized. It went on to say that 5 years of no income tax, you get tax amnesty, something citizens never get. And then they said it doesn't exist on top of it, Bob.
Well, you know, in the modern era, we have, you know, that what is the definition it is. The English language is taking a beating. But for this fellow, Christopher Hayes, to have actually researched everything, and what he claims basically is that all the proof, all the gigantic amount of proof that we have that the NAFTA superhighway is real. But you can go on for days on that we are kind of wacko paranoids, and we take all these disparate pieces of information, and lo and behold, we weave them into this NAFTA superhighway, which doesn't exist.
But did you bring the SPP documents gotten through the FOIA filing that say they want to do it piece by piece by stealth?
He even mentions the Security and Prosperity Partnership as a low-level functionary, mid-level, not a big deal.
They're just having the meeting in a few days with troops guarding and armored compounds,
right,
and 18-mile security perimeters.
And last September, they had a meeting up in Banff, Alberta, where they said that they need to build the NAFTA superhighway by stealth to have the infrastructure in place before they spring the North American
Union on. So then fund it and have a carbon tax.
So, you know, I mean, obviously the man is guilty of, selective reading of.
But doesn't he know that's why The Nation magazine is a joke now? Doesn't he know that's why mainstream media and fake liberals like his magazine are a complete joke?
He claims, now again, I claim different than what he claims. He claims that he went as a freelancer, he wrote this article about the Trans-Texas Corridor. He came to Texas.
He was just searching after the truth, Bob.
And he went to The Nation magazine and presented it to them to see if they would take it. Now, you know, since the man's lying in his teeth about the non-existence of the NAFTA superhighway, I don't believe him. The Nation is an online establishment, so-called liberal magazine. It's been around a long time. And the publisher, the editor, and the part owner is Katrina Vandenheuvel, who is a longtime member, along with several other members of her family, of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Which wrote the North American Union plan
right.
That is being adopted precisely.
So, of course, she's going to look at his article and say, well, gee, if we need to kind of put the clamp on this North American Union NAFTA superhighway thing. Of course she's going to publish
the
article.
You know how much
article.
Somebody like The Nation buys a story like this for?
I have no idea.
15, 20 grand.
You got to be kidding.
So there's big money in putting out bull.
So somebody like me, I put out a true story. I get nothing. But if I write a big fat lie,
yes,
then I get a whole bunch of money.
Big money.
Man, you know, there's something wrong with that.
Well, they print the money. The people running things issue the money. Bob, that's why they can do it.
Yeah, but the truth doesn't seem to pay very well, Alex, but it makes me feel good.
Well, the mobsters run the money machines, brother.
Well, I went after, there's an article that I wrote last night debunking his article, and I only, you know, like I said, I could spend forever doing it, but I came up with two specific things that put the lie to his contention that we're a bunch of conspiracy kooks. And that, you know, we make this stuff up, about, including Jerome Corsi. He's a right-wing nationalist wacko. And Kelly Taylor, she's one of the people in his article who, when you mention her name to other people, their eyes roll. Oh, no, she must, you know, I picture that.
So they use emotional, like high school psychology. Oh, yeah. She's not cool.
And the evil John Birch Society, they're the ones, one of the chief purveyors of this myth of the NAFTA superhighway. And, you know, we're all.
We have the official state of Texas, official New Mexico, California, calling it that. They're doing it. They're building it. You're at the meeting with all the bankers a few weeks ago with them all setting this up, but it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and again, we mentioned it before at the beginning of this show. We're talking about, at one of the meetings, them waving around an eventual $700 billion with a B.
Hey, listen. The Chronicle, remember last year, attacked us and said that the editor wrote an article, Lewis Black, saying, he said that Centra is not Spanish-owned, that we're liars. I mean, Centra publicly is Spanish-owned. But, I mean, he knows that most of his readers are going to read that and think we're lying.
Well, Hitler said if you tell a lie big enough, people will believe it. So anyway, here I've got this guy, and there's two things in my article that I refute him with, although I could spend forever. One of them is, if you expect to believe that the Trans-Texas Corridor is real, which he claims it is, he documents it pretty well, that the Trans-Texas Corridor is real, and yet the NAFTA superhighway is total fiction, then you would have to believe that the Trans-Texas Corridor is a highway to nowhere. Doesn't go north of the Red River, doesn't go south of the Rio Grande.
I mean, I haven't read your whole article yet. It's pretty short. Why don't you do a part two with all the official TxDOT documents and SPP documents saying, well, why not just show the documents?
Well, I've got one document already up, I think. I don't know if it's up yet, but I got one for you.
Okay, good.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
It's a short and sweet article up on InfoWars.com. And Bob, I appreciate you bringing us this big story. We were covering it last week, and now the nation's attacked. I'm going to get Paul Watson and Steve Watson to go through all the courses work. But I've been doing a year of research on this, I mean intensely. I read repeatedly all of the FOIA released documents from the September 20th, 22nd Banff, Canada meeting. Hundreds of pages I've read repeatedly. It's our NAFTA superhighway this. We got to keep it secret that. We're going to use the roads to tax, and then we're going to build roads in Mexico to bring in more goods. 83 roads. It's not just, I mean, they're denying there's one, I-35.
when, I mean, I was here in Texas 10 years ago when it was on the news how they're building the big NAFTA highway. When they passed NAFTA. I mean, Bob, this is like denying the Gulf of Mexico exists. I mean, this guy, what was this little rat like?
Well, the guy was very, very nice, very young, very nice guy. He's very, very attentive, very, very intelligent guy.
They're all like that.
The guy, but the thing is, he says that he was freelancing and he presented this thing
sure.
to the nation. Sure. I mean, since the guy was so intelligent, there is no way that this guy, after what Kelly and I gave him, could possibly think that we wear...
No. These are mercenaries.
That we wear tinfoil hats.
That's all. He just wants a big flat in New York, wherever he lives, and to prancy around with his girlfriend. And the country can go straight to hell.
Well, you know, but the guy was really nice and everything. The bottom line is, you can't believe somebody who tells a bold-faced lie like that. I mean, therefore, he can claim that he was freelancing and let him, and they accepted his article. I cannot believe that because he's a liar. The guy's a liar. He lies about the fact that the NAFTA superhighway doesn't exist. I have another thing in my article, which again I just whipped this together because this happened. I found out about this last night. We have, I think it's going to be up on InfoWars. You guys scanned it a minute ago. I have a letter that from Congressman Michael McCaul addressed to Kelly Taylor in response to a letter that she wrote him about her concerns about the NAFTA superhighway and the North American Union, and that letter. It was dated November the 20th, 2006, addressed to Kelly, and Michael McCaul. Now, nobody can accuse Michael McCaul of being a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist.
Dan Marino's former chief of staff.
Yeah, you know, he's not a conspiracy theorist. He's not a wacko. He's like mainstream Republican.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This is his words. This is an issue of great importance to me because the Trans-Texas Corridor is intended to be the first part of the NAFTA highway. So you have it again.
Well, Bob, let's just stop here because I tend to do this too, what you're doing right now. We tend to even almost give credence to their lies. They lie about everything incessantly. They're still saying the amnesty plan wasn't an amnesty. I mean, they said that they never planned to be in Iraq more than 6 months when the official Pentagon plan said decades. Bush said they never heard of plans by anybody to fly planes in the buildings as weapons. I mean, they incessantly lie to everyone, so I don't know what we even expect here, but I do think this lie should be illustrated to the public about how they are running so scared. I mean, how many TxDOT documents, how many Federal Department of Transportation documents do we have where they call it the NAFTA highway system? I mean, they don't just call it the one highway. It's 83 of them.
Yeah, it's all over the place. I remember in 2004, Mike Crucey, published a report to his superiors at the state legislature, a big long report, where he's sitting there saying, boy, we are shifting, the federal government is shifting all of their priorities to the north-south corridors, and we need to get on the bandwagon. I mean, it's... I don't know. It's preposterous.
But it's a military tactic. That's why tanks have camouflage on them. If it's in the desert, they're brown or tan, and if it's in the jungle, they got camo painted on them.
Yeah.
And, this is in the military. This is why you crawl up on the enemy, and they just keep denying. No, there's no assault.
But if you actually read the guy's article, because it is such a monstrous lie, if you actually read the article, he is actually. Admitting that there's a NAFTA superhighway while he's denying it at the same time. He lists many of the indisputable facts, like, for example, the port at Lázaro Cárdenas. I mean, he mentions it, that, you know, yeah, that's true. They are going to be expanding this thing humongously. But he thinks that if you connect massive Chinese communist slave goods pouring into Lázaro Cárdenas with the necessity of building more infrastructure in Mexico to get it north... He won't put that together. He thinks that we're making that up. What do they expect the Chinese communist slave goods to do? Just pile up on the southwestern coast of Mexico forever and ever and ever?
Well, no. You were here last week. They expect us to have twice the traffic of the Houston port.
Yeah, it's going to be bigger than the Houston port. That's what the capacity is designed to be. 2.2 TEUs, which is huge.
And you said it in the Houston's 1.1. So
Houston's 1.6.
Okay, so it's almost double.
Yeah, so come on. You What are they going to do? The Chinese are going to get real mad. No place to send their freight.
But, I mean, it's almost like when we respond to them on their level and even argue it, it's almost like a... It's just a military tactic, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you've joined us. Bob Dacey with a lot of other key information coming up in just a moment. I wanted to take some time out to tell you about some special deals over at Interfood, the highest quality green food system I found out there. You take a lot of vitamins and things, you don't really absorb them all. With this, you do. Just so many different ingredients, fruits, vegetables, the extracts, herbs. And they're patriots, and it's inexpensive, but they've been telling me about this, and I hadn't even really plugged this for you. When you go to PrisonPlanet.com and you click on the banner, you have to do that at PrisonPlanet.com, it sends you specifically to a discount page. I'd wondered why when I clicked on that banner it was a picture of me. I guess I didn't take time to read it. But that means you get 10% off right there when you go through the PrisonPlanet.com banner. It's just
a lot of really great deals. 10% off Alex Jones listeners if they click on the banner at PrisonPlanet.com. Another 10% if you get the 311. 20% off if you get 12 or more. And just go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the banner to automatically get the discounts. They're green food, they're NutriCafe coffee, all their other great products. Inner Food, ladies and gentlemen, innerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238. And then another fabulous sponsor, eFoods Direct. They are the longest continually operating storable foods company in the U.S. This is not junky MSG-filled MREs. This is high-quality, clean, organic food. This is, in his words, 99% of what they have is organic. Some of it they can't completely certify, so just he said call it clean food. But this is what my gets, what I have for my family. It's an insurance policy. It's an insurance policy you can eat. Lasts for 10 years. Got a bunch of different packages from 2-month supplies to 3-year supplies. Give them a call. Learn more. Get a free brochure. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. There's also a banner there at PrisonPlanet.com. Bob Dacey, I was, during the break, I was reading this piece of, how am I going to call him names? This creature's news. And from The Nation magazine, and he tries to make all the local Texans fighting this sound like nuts. Now, listen to how he writes this. Hall soon became part of the broader anti-TTC effort, and though she originally thought she was just fighting corrupt local government, she's come to view her battle in a much broader context. There are big-time control issues, she said. Someone is really jockeying around to control some things here in America. Well, wait a minute. You have over $100 million spent in the last 6-7 years here lobbying in Texas alone. It's foreign companies doing it. They're grabbing existing roads and putting toll roads on them. But notice how he picks the quote of someone. Oh, like we believe that there are Loch Ness monsters or Grendel sneaking around in the bushes with Chubacabra coachmen. It explains the open borders. It explains our migration issues. It explains the free trade issues. What is doing to the middle class? It really all started with NAFTA, she continued. There's been people like Robert Pastor and the Council on Foreign Relations, all these secretive groups, she laughed nervously and apologetically. See, oh, we're sorry. We don't have the initiative. We're kooks. Ooh, it's see, this is meant for upper-class liberals to read and think, ooh, you're kooky and you're quaint like a bunch of Texas hillbillies. See, this is all out of context. Do they tell you here that the main head editor and owner and that it's all CFR at The Nation? Do they tell you any of this? No. And so it just goes into how we're a bunch of schizophrenic nut jobs. But then again, a couple weeks ago, you're at the big TTC meeting, and there they are with the foreign bank saying, we got $700 bill for you if you just hand over the infrastructure.
Well, you know, I will guarantee you, Alex, because I was at this interview with Mr. Christopher Hayes, I will guarantee you I didn't spit into a spittoon even once while we were talking to that fellow.
That's good, because I
didn't pick my nose. I didn't scratch any place. You know, I mean, I have a, you know, I don't have to be a good old boy. You know,
Very genteel.
I'm very genteel, and Kelly Taylor is the epitome of genteel, and yet, you know,
ladylike.
According to his article, you know, you mentioned her name, and oh boy, there goes the eyeballs. Oh, not her. You know,
when frankly, Kelly's extremely subdued and way too conservative about all her. I mean, you want to get down to brass tacks. You know, she's very careful about everything. Now, look. All of this aside, again, this is meant for wannabe know-it-all power liberals who are little professors and things to sit around and not have any anxiety about what's happening. But here's the problem, and I would add this to the next article you do, and Paul Watson does one as well. Last year, we had on the radio, and then we interviewed him in person, you know, a video when he came here to the book fair last year, Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist of the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner, saying, yes, just like the third world, how they seize infrastructure and buy the politicians off to get it, that's now happening here. So let me see, the Nobel Prize winner I guess people roll their eyes about him, too, Bob.
Why not? I mean, you know, I guess he's a tinfoil hat-wearing kook like the rest of us, I guess. You know, locally here, and I want to plug this before I get up. Before
we got
forget.
A big meeting tonight, folks.
Yeah, there's a big meeting tonight in the Austin area having to do with the CAMPO Board. That's the Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. They're the ones who keep trying to slap tolls on existing roads in the Austin area.
And then saying it doesn't exist.
And
their official map says they're going to do it on MOPAC, but then when you complain, they say it doesn't exist.
Well, actually, it does exist on MOPAC. We can prove that big time.
Well, they've announced it. We have that.
Yeah, we're going to have it's not a toll road. It's a managed lane on MOPAC. It's a different. It's a variable toll, so therefore it's not a toll. Got that, Alex?
But remember, they said no, nothing would be on it 2 years ago.
Well, they
had their map saying it, but
well, no, we keep saying no, we don't want the tolls on existing roads, and they said yes, you do. We keep saying no. Anyway, there's a meeting tonight.
Then they say no, it doesn't exist.
At 5:45 p.m. at the Joe C. Thompson Conference Center at the University of Texas campus, that's room 2.102. And if you at 5:45 is where this CAMPO board meeting follows, and they suggest you wear yellow as a caution, as a sign of caution. If you go there, if you're in the Austin area, go down there and show them. We're not going away. You know, we're not going away.
Are they saying wear yellow, or we should?
No, our people are saying to wear yellow. To show them, you know, this is a sign of caution. I don't know what that means, but that's what it says here in this little release. But, you know, they're gonna talk about it some more. And again, the bottom line is they don't care what you think. And we need to show them that, yeah, you better care what we think because your political hide is on the line, bucko. You know, we got to keep showing them that we're not going away. As they continue to try to toll the roads we already paid for.
Bob, getting back to the psychology, though, of this congenital lying. When they started this a few years ago, before they would lie some, but mainly spin and twist. Now they're just outright lying. And I don't know why government and even mainline media, when they got caught lying, instead of trying to at least act a little more credible, have just gotten 10 times worse now. I mean, they'll deny just everything. It's like Gonzalez saying we're not spying domestically and Bush saying, and then they get caught and they say, okay, we're allowed to. You want to comment just on the level of lying?
I think they've been watching too much Saturday Night Live reruns with John Lovitz. You know, that guy, he was always talking about, yes, and everything, I'm a liar, everything, yeah, that's right, yeah, that's the ticket. I mean, they just lie all the time, and I think that they just plain flat, they lie so much that I think they forget that they're lying. I mean, it just, when you do that all the time, it becomes normal.
But it's also a psychological tactic because it's almost like they refuse to fight with us. You come and say, don't do this, and they just go, doesn't exist, while the bulldozers are behind them building it. And you go, but it does. Here's your own documents. No, you're insane. I have articles here today, mainstream news about Putin right now. All these prominent people that are protesting him, the police come pick you up, they shoot you up with drugs for 6 months, and they release you as a brain-dead zombie. And they just say you're mentally ill. It's got the description from some of them strapped down on gurneys being injected. And the same thing in China. You protest, they just shoot you up with something that paralyzes you, and you're paralyzed, and they let you go to die. I mean, pretty soon it's just, oh, you're just mentally ill. None of it exists.
Well, you know, we are making progress against these people, Alex. It's not all negative at all.
No,
we're making a lot of progress.
We're making a lot of progress. But my point is that still, a lot of people are taken back by the lying. Just the bald-faced. I mean, here's an example. I've got a friend doing graphics for us. His mother woke up at the Trans-Texas Corridor, North American Union. She's going to go to up to Canada to just watch, you know, this big meeting on the 20th, the 22nd. And then, but she called her son back. She said, are you sure it's real? Because they're saying it isn't real. See, for a minute, she was a mainline conservative starting to wake up. And then she goes, maybe it's not real. Maybe George Bush is good, Bob.
Well, the Easter eggs are real, but the Easter bunny is not. You got that? To use one of your comparisons. So, Easter eggs real, Easter bunny not. You got that? That's the way it works.
Sometimes I feel like the Easter Bunny.
You know, back to this thing I was plugging here at the Joe C. Thompson Conference Center tonight in Austin. You can also go to that Texas Toll Party website, and you can just write an email to a whole bunch of these people that are planning on doing this and let them know what you think. You don't have to be from Austin to do that. You can be from anywhere in the world
and go to TexasToilParty.com and write them a note, a nice, polite note about what you think about all this.
Now, by the way,
to them, you know?
This is the big First Amendment issue. You went to this big meeting with all these top bankers and people, and you and Kelly Taylor did, for The Simple Truth in the New American Magazine, and you're there, and they're openly saying they're wise to us, and there's a big public discussion, big discussions about how to pitch this in front of all the mainline media who know not to go report on it.
Well, actually, you know, Alex, if the mainline media was there, one of the main ways that they lie is just to not report on anything. Now, the American Statesman, if they were there, they must have been hiding behind the curtain somewhere, because the local Austin paper in their own town, where the bankers are waving $700 billion around, and where TxDOT is saying, "Hey, we want to buy back the highways from the Fed so we can slap tolls on
That's
them."
That's not newsworthy.
That is not newsworthy to the American Statesman, because they didn't print a word, Alex. Not a word. Now, there's a classic example of lying by omission. And by the way, that brings me up to my other topic here. Here we have the mainstream media who is authorized by TxDOT to come cover their event. They're approved. They don't even
show up. But you're not approved.
But we, local Simple Truth TV, as local TV reporters for our cable access show, we are not approved because, well, you see, we don't get paid for what we do, and we don't have an editor who can put a thumb on us if something we say leaks out.
Or pay a $20,000 for a lying hit piece.
Yeah, so what I did was, again, we got in as New American. We kind of went up the ladder.
By the way, I've looked into it. A cover story in The Nation, if this is a cover story,
it is.
Probably got $15,000-$20,000.
Well, yeah, wow, gee.
That's how it works.
I wish I could get $15,000-$20,000. That's just tough luck, you know.
Well, you don't own the printing presses.
Well, anyway, what I did was, you know, we tried to apply to get into this thing as Simple Truth TV, and they said, no, you don't qualify. There's an article up on your website about it. They said, we don't qualify, so we said, okay, well, we'll try as New American. Well, they didn't qualify either. I mean, TxDOT, this is a state agency, Alex, a state agency of this. That the government
is now saying they decide what media is.
They decide what the media is.
Just like they decide if a church is authorized. They decide if a demonstration. They decide if you're allowed to have a gun. They decide if you can have a car. They decide if you can have your children. This is the nanny state. I want to shift gears because I had you in here last week. You didn't finish your big list of things that went on inside the meeting. In the time we've got left, Bob, run through what else happened at this big TxDOT meeting with the bankers publicly. I mean, because I know you wrote notes, the descriptions of 700 bill.
Well, again, That particular forum that session was Kelly Taylor's, and she was the one who,
we need to get her in here.
Yeah, you probably do. She was the one who said that you had Goldman Sachs there and you had Royal Bank of Scotland, and they were waving around this money, and a lot of this money that they were waving around was from pension fund investments. So, like, you know,
oh man,
I mean, that's what you said. So anyway, we're come on, $700 billion, it's not important, it's not news. But,
well, The Nation magazine says it doesn't exist.
Well, no, the Trans-Texas Corridor exists, but the NAFTA Superhighway doesn't
exist.
Now
you know how this guy can get paid at least $10,000.
Some of the things I didn't talk about last time, there was the fellow by the name of David Alex there, and he was one of the presenters. He was from the Cameron County Regional Mobility Authority. That's one of those authorities created by that sneaky bill back in 2003 that created the Trans-Texas Corridor. And he was discussing how Cameron County is right there on the border with Mexico, and he said that we need to be thinking of the Rio Grande River as nothing more than treated as a street with water in it.
Oh,
you see, don't worry about the border. There is no border between South Texas and northern Mexico. It's nothing but a street with water in it. I mean,
there's no North American Union. There's no border.
Well, actually, that brings me to another thing. I think I might have talked about this last time. The I-69 coalition, a corridor coalition, that's another one of these corridors, of those 80 we talk about, several of them are in Texas. TTC 35 is the only one. This I-69 coalition, their logo is a highway sign, says 69 on it. And this ribbon's weaving through the numbers, Mexican flag morphing into American flag, morphing into Canadian flag. You know, it's like they stick that up there on this big screen, and I'm like, oh, look at this. No, there's no NAFTA superhighway. No, they're not planning on building this thing. You know, It's ridiculous.
No, they're the social planners. We're finally looking at the infrastructure they're building around us, and they just go, never mind, rats, you don't see the maze we're building.
Yeah, and another thing I want to point out here, and this is where ethics and morality just takes a hike. These international bankers, these globalists, these one-worlders,
they don't exist.
Yeah, in their world, in their little fantasy world, whoever has the slaves, the most slaves to exploit, gets the business. I mean, that's free trade. Go over to China. They got people stacked up like cordwood in these little apartments working for Walmart 7 days a week, 15 hours
kids
a day.
Kids working factories that blow up.
Or yeah, and then they put them in these little cramped apartments, and then they charge them for the utilities and then rent for the apartment that they've worked
for. Sharecropping. They're slaves.
Know, it's called slavery, ladies and gentlemen. This is a country, Communist China, where they acknowledge now, they didn't acknowledge it for many years, but they acknowledge now that they do this multi-million dollar business in organ harvesting when they go out and kill prisoners, like Falun Gong prisoners. Hey, if you want a new liver or something, well, you know, we'll do a tissue type and a blood type, and we'll find you a nice juicy prisoner that matches up with you, and we'll kill his sorry behind, and you'll get a nice liver. This is the kind of people, this is the government that we are inviting to bring a tsunami of freight over into our country to enrich them even further. The moral considerations, the ethical considerations, the national security considerations of all of this are nothing.
Well, this is what's important.
Nothing.
An added point to what you just said. It shows the mindset of our elite that they think this is normal and that they give China awards saying they're the model.
There.
Because, you know, it was George Bush Sr. who was over there in 74. And he made the deal with them, Bob, when he was ambassador for the one-child policy.
They're morally bankrupt, Alex.
No, they're good. Let's turn our guns into the government, Bob, and they'll take good care of us. The article's up on InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can can even sit on the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
Yeah, they, TxDOT in Texas, it's the same all over the country, same people, says it'll be $160+ to drive to Dallas and back. I mean, you can drive to Dallas and back on one tank of gas, $40. And they tell lies like, well, we need these systems and these toll roads and these transponders to tax you because there's no more money from gas taxes. Though that's gone way up and the use of oil's gone way up. Just all lies. You can verify it all as lies in 2 seconds if you had any background, any history. But the average American doesn't know that they use 22 million barrels of oil a day in this country and growing from 15 million just a few years ago. That gas tax receipts were at all-time highs. The TxDOT documents came out. They had over $6 billion in surplus cash. Rolling in money. Bob Vasey, I mean, it's just all lies. It is a tsunami, a wall of lying criminals.
Well, you need a tsunami of lies in order to get a tsunami of freight over here up to that NAFTA supercar corridor, which Mr. Christopher Hayes...
Which will further destroy any middle class that was here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, all it's going to do is encourage more industrial production to leave the United States. It's gonna throw a bunch of Teamsters. They're kooks, too, by the way, because they oppose it, because they know that the Mexican dock workers work for peanuts. And
well, I mean, all that aside, look, just all that aside, I mean, forget the Teamsters, forget our jobs even. Folks, do you want to have the North American Union and have the tax money from the toll roads on all our major roads go to fund it? Because that's what they say they're doing.
Yeah, basically, they are, like an article that I posted on your website last year, they want to con us into paying for our own demise. That's the bottom line. They want to con us into paying for our own demise.
Well, in closing, Endgame is going to premiere on the 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. We don't have links up yet to it. I've been so busy. I forgot to even plug that's coming up. They always sell out. We're having 3 showings here and then a showing in New York. And then that's going to be it. So if you want to do that, I hope that you will go get your tickets there. But the film is the best work I've ever done. It's not going to be available on DVD until October. It is the best work I've ever done. It goes into the history of the New World Order, how they financed the wars. Then we go to Bilderberg, Ottawa, Canada. Then we show the Trans-NAFTA Highway, North American Union. Then we get into, okay, now you know what their plan is, what they're up to. Let's get into their ideology. And we have document after document where they say that they want to engage in euthanasia and eugenics on the population, and these people are completely psychopathic. Bob, I can't wait to show you Endgame.
I can't wait to see it, Alex. Every time you put one out, it's better than the last one. I don't know how you do it.
Well, Terror Storm was better than anything else we'd ever made. Okay, this is like, let's say Terror Storm was one level above Order of Death or one level above martial law. This is about 5 levels above that. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is like, believe me, big-time filmmakers are going to see this and go, what?
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, that just makes me want to fight the NAFTA treaty, fight the superhighway, you know, get rid of NAFTA. That'd be a great thing to do, you know.
Well, I just want the writer over there at the CFR-run Nation, remember they used to say 10 years ago the CFR didn't exist? And now they're all over TV because we've exposed them. I want them to know that's why you're illegitimate. That's why you're losing circulation. That's why you're falling apart. And that's why they've all rallied together to start shutting down the web now, because they know that. We're kicking your butt with the truth. You just keep spewing your half-truths and your lies and your spin. And we're going to defend this republic. And then when it all comes down to it, we're going to find out who got paid what, who was on the payroll, who was paid by the White House, and you're going to go to prison. Because you need to go to prison. Not for your free speech, but for being organs of international elites engaged in treason. Bob Dacey?
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
You agree that if they're knowingly lying about this to the public, it's treason?
Look up the definition of treason. What is it? What else is it? Working against the country.
I want them all arrested.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm serious. Listen, when we win this, a lot of you are going to prison. I hope you know that. Hey, Bob, thanks for coming in, man.
Appreciate it, Alex.
Great job. Post and read your article at InfoWars.com.
Thank you.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.